that we are in Daf Kuf Tes Vov Amid Beis. We had had a Gemara. The Gemara says that a person had 10 chavyesin of Maisar, Eishayulayesa chavyes shel Tevel Tomei. Rashi said, Pshat, we're speaking about that it was Maisa Rishin, that was Tovel, the Tumas Maisa, V'ro Achas Mem Shenishbara Oisha Nizgalsa. Now we're talking about the case of Nizgalsa, that it was Nizgala, now it's also Bachila, he can use it. Oima Harei Hi Tumas Maisa. So he says, Harei Hi Tumas Maisa Al Teisha Chavroiseo. So he makes it Tumas Maisa. So the Gemara de Estakashe Nizgalso Lemai Chozye. There's no use for Dvorim that were Nizgalu. If we are Chayish, maybe the Nochash was Matal Oros in the Dvorim Amagulim, and the Mele, you're not allowed to use it at all. So he doesn't have any Bailas on it. We had mentioned the Taisus Chid. So how could he make it, according to Taisus, so how could he make it Tumas Maisa? It's not his. So the Gemara says it's going according to Rab Nechemya. Rab Nechemya says that it is possible to sieve Mayim or Yayin Shenizgalu. You pour it through a sieve so the Oros floats on top and it doesn't go through the sieve. So, Mamela, this is going according to Rav Nechemya, that Sinon helps by Dvorim Amigulim. So, Mamela, it's not considered that it's Avudah Mimenu Mikol Odom. It's usable if you're Mesanin it. So, the Gemara asks Akashem, Lav Itmer Allah, that's where we're up to. Lavit maralo omar Rab Simin omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi loishanu elo shaloi tolkoi. That is dafke if the yayin or the mayim that has oros on top of it was not mixed up. So then we can be assured that the sinon will help and the oros will not go through the mesana. Avol tolkoi also. But if we'll mix it up, so then the oros of the nochosh mingles with the yayin, and it goes through the mesanenes. So what is the kashe? So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, shaloi tolkoi b'shaloi irvoi odon. It was not mixed up. Chagoyin hach mesanenes shein ish negeya. But that was the case of Rab Nechemya, but you had two kalim, and the top kali was megule, and the yain was nistanim from the top kali to the bottom kali. So Rab Nechemya said, if the top kali is megule, there's no problem because in the process of sinun the samamoves will not go through, the oros will not go through. That is dafke in such a case. Avol tolkoi also. V'hocha bahach chovis. Here we have 10 chovis in of yain, which were tome. And one of them became nizgala. So now in order to be misanin it, you'll have to pour this chovis into another keli. And it'll become the stand into the other keli. Ki mare, when he pours, v'shodilei mechavis limsanenis, he'll pour it from the chavis into the sieve, into the filter, matrik umizbalbal ha'ores imayayin, so the samamovis gets mixed up with the yayin, v'yoytzi derech ha'misanenis l'kli, and it'll go through the misanenis. So we're back to the kasha. Here, I feel according to Rab Nechemya, sinon will not help. So the Gemara answers, Hosam nami efshel demonach midi apume dechavite. Gemara says, you're 100% right. If you're going to pour into a misanenes, so this process of pouring will mix up the oros together with the wine. But there's another etza how to be misanen. The peh hachovis that has the yayin hamegula, you'll put a beged, or you put a sieve on the peh, and you'll pour it slowly into another keli, so in this oifen, you're not mixing the oros with the rest of the wine, and it can become the standard. Efshed the monach midi apume de chavite vishofile. What does Rashi say? The monach midi beged, puts a beged, oishule kavore the bottom of a sieve al pi chavis, vishofile ni pusit mesanenoi benachas, shofilosh and shofach mei shofi yain lechaveo. So memele, if you do it slowly and carefully, so you can, by doing this, it does not mix up, and you can be misanen the yayin. So memele, so now we understand pshat and this parais. We had a problem, let's say, according to Tosfos, that in his galsa, it's avuda mimenu mikol adam, it's not his. How could he make it to mismaisa? So the teretz is, it's going according to Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya holds that sinon helps on the oros shel nochash. Fine. And you'll make a careful sinon. Rek the Gemara. How can you say it's going according to Rav Nechemya? Rav Nechemya mitomei atomei mitar mino. Can you be mafresh mitomei altomei? It means we're speaking about, we have 10 chavyasin, which are all tomei, and we're making one of them should be trumas meiser on the other 9. Rav Nechemya personally holds you can't be mafresh mitomei atomei. Vosanya nadigma brings a baraisa. Termim min hatomei ala tomei, umin hatoyer ala toyer. Minatoir alatome, avoleminatoir alato, avoleminatome alatoir. Rav Nechemya imer, af minatome alatome lehitiru litre. Elo bishel dmai. Only by dmai they were makel, but not by dmai they were machma. Now let us just try to understand what's wrong to be mafrish minatome alatome. So the Mikdash David says, Rav Nechemya holds as follows. There is a halacha, one should not be teirem min haro al hayofe. And why should you not be teirem min haro al hayofe? Because by aproshes trum it says, barimchem eschel boy mimeno. You don't take the, when you're making trum it should be Chelboy, the superior should be, you should make that truma. Don't make the inferior chelik truma, you make the superior chelik truma. So memel, you have to be teirim chelboy. But the Mikdash David Amir Dikazach, if you have 10 chavisin of maiserisha, now what are you gonna do? You're gonna make chavis aleph, which was nizgalso, you're gonna make that, you can make that trumas maiser. And the other 9 are going to be chulin. Yemafresh trumas meiser and chulin. So he says, so what's going to be now? So it's going to be now like this. This trumas meiser, you can't drink it because it's trumat mei. You can't drink it. So only has one use of zilo. The chulin tmeim you can drink. So it comes out that the trume is min hara ala yofe. What is trume? The inferior, the wine that has only a limited use. Can only use it for zilo. Comes with basachas. But al kaponim with the hafroshe, With the afrosh, it comes out, I'm making that the tum is an inferior wine in comparison with the chulin. The chulin you can drink, chulin tamayim you can drink, and truma tamayim you can drink. So he holds, we can understand why the chumam achaylik, they hold, could be the din of barimchem as chelboy means before the afrosh. So before the afrosh, there's nothing, and there's nothing wrong with this. But Rav Nechem, you hold, no, you look, b'basachas with afroshe. Al yedei afroshe, it's not chelboy, she's not allowed to be mafrish. Except by demai. But demai, pshat is, demai in reality, it's really not meiser. I mean, roiv amaratzim ma'asrenein. So it's really not meiser. It's only a chumra ba'alme. So it's really not Tumas Maisa. The whole thing is only Ibsarumaba. No, by Dmai he held you don't say this Chumma main Tumin Minatome Yalatome. By Dmai. So the Gemara says, oh, so Al Kaponim there is a case where Rav Nechemya holds that you could be Tairim Minatome Yalatome Bidmai. Hochinami Bishel Dmai. So Pakel, so here also speaking about Dmai. So Mamela, it can go according to Rav Nechemya. Now let us just clarify one thing. We're speaking about Maisa Rishon Shenitmo. How do we know we're speaking about Maisa Rishon Shenitmo? Because it seems there's 10 barrels and one becomes Trume. One becomes Trume. Or the Rumor says Klo. Arei Trumas Meiser al Teish Rav Yisrael. It says clear that it's Esach Rav Yisrael Tevel. It says Trumas Meiser. It says clearly that you're making one Trumas Meiser al Teish Rav Yisrael. So Memele, so for Kelsey, he wanted to avoid losing the chavis, so the one that was nishpera in his gals, he made this trumas maisa. So Rashi said, this is speaking about arei shohoyeloi lelevi esa chavis shel tevel. So lelevi had esa chavis shel tevel, and now he wants to make one trumas maisa. So that's what the whole braisa is speaking about. Now that the Gemara said that it's speaking about the mai, so we have to just understand two things. Number one, we have to understand that we're not talking about a levy anymore, because by demai, you don't give the demai sarishin to the levy, you keep it yourself. The whole demai is a chumre, that I have to be mafresh myself, mechumre, but I don't give it to the levy, I keep it for myself. So, al kocha, we have to understand, according to the maskonis, hagemore, that it's speaking about demai, so it's speaking about a Yisrael, a ten chavis in the demai sarishin. The Yisrael, bought kesei the demai, he bought wine of demai, he was mafrish, 10 chavis in the maisa rishon, but now he has a problem, it's tevel, because it's trumas maisa. So memela, so he had to be make one chavis trumas maisa, so he was speaking about the nishpor and his gal, so he decided to make that trumas maisa. Fine. That's not too bad. There's a taisvus in Yume, and by Dmai, we mentioned before, what they give Maisa. So therefore, and the whole chumra of Dmai was, you have to make a approach. The tzad that it's tevil, you make a approach. But now, als mitzvahs nesine, and there we say, as a chzur, and the mitzvahs nesine, you don't have to be machmet to give the maisa rishon to alevi. You say, maitzmech aver olavaraya. And the mitzvahs nesine, I can assume it's not maisa rishon. Lagabi, the yiredeya, I'm mafrish maisa rishon, but lagabi mitzvahs nesine, I say that I'm not mechuyev to give it to a lady. Now, what's with Trumas Maisa? Do you have to give Trumas Maisa to a Koyim? So apiches mean you shouldn't have to give to the kohen because if it's not ma'isa legabi mitzvahs nesina, so it's not tumas ma'isa. Apiches mean you shouldn't have to give to the kohen. Now from our sugya we see that you do have to give to the kohen because our sugya says that by shemen since there's a hefset kohen you shouldn't do it. Kohen man lechar shmei sabaista chois you do give to a kohen. So Taisus and you master kasha. Why is it that by Tumas Maisa you give to a kohen? Apichas mishen nefta. Taisus says it's a davar mut. Bekitza, you give it to the kohen. Fine. The shitas hatur is that you don't give it to the kohen. You don't give it to the kohen. What you do with the Tumas Maisa? You sell it to the kohen. We say a moitzim mechaber ol levaray. We're talking about Dmai over here. So, regarding Hilchis, Choshem Mishpat, I assume that it's mine. There's no mitzvahs nesina. So just like on the Maisa Rishin, there's no mitzvahs nesina to the Levi. On the Trumas Maisa, there's no mitzvahs nesina to the Kohen. So the Tur says, you're mafrish Trumas Maisa, but not who you have to give it to a Kohen. You go and sell it to a Kohen. If Hashtetzach, Trumas Meiser is not such an expensive commodity, because of the you have to be nizat, you have to be tare, and all, so. But on Kaponim, you sell it, bezoil to a koin. Rekta Bekevega, so here he has a problem already. According to the Shita Zatur, they bring the base levy, also has this kasha. According to the Shita Zatur, Toises in Yuma says, Yimachu, you have to give it to the kind. There's a mitzvah nesina, Trumas Maisa. So Dava Muat, there's a mitzvah nesina. But the Tur says, there's no mitzvah nesina. Fine. I can keep it. But what'll I do with it? I'll sell it to the Kayan. So Bezai, Fek Rabbi Kevegan, the Beis Alevi, from our Gemara. Our Gemara, the Maskonis, the Gemara's were speaking about the Mai. And here it says, by Shemen, you should, the Dechovish and his Gal, so in Ishbro, you should, by Shemen, you should not be Koyre, Trumas Meiser, als Hefset Kayan. Where's the hefset kohen? You don't give it to the kohen. You'll have to keep it for yourself. What am I going to do with it? I sell it to the kohen. But, so with, and here it says there's a hefset kohen. This is Rabbi Kevega's akash. The Vachsim of the Chazanish wants to say, he said, hey, there's still a hefset kohen. That means like this, that if I'm mafrish trumas maisa, so, Fashteitzach, I sell it to the shemen of Trumas Meiser. Fashteitzach, it doesn't have the market value because the kain has to be nizer, you have to eat it betare. Al kaponim, you sell it bezel. You sell it bezel. Al kaponim, that is dafke, if I sell it to the kain. So he's gonna get al kaponim cheap shemen, cheap wine. He gets Brazil, a 30% discount, also something. Don't sneeze on a 30% discount. You sell Brazil. He says, but now I'm making the chovish and ishtabro, or shenis galsa, I'm making that tumas maisa, so now he's not gonna get he's not gonna get that. It's nishtabro, nis galsa, it's worse than that, so. So whatever he's losing now, what he could have gotten before, forget about the mitzvahs nesine, but the kahanim are losing, so it could be that's also a cheshbon of leikra. Fine. Zog to Gemara weiter. What does Rashi say? Reb Nechemi b'yid de yud chavis, Reb Nechemi yomit amine min atome al atome, elo v'shel d'mai, Yekilu mishim dreiv amarotz maaschemeim, but far nisasa. So now everything is good. Frag te gemorim, oma maal, b'shemen lo yasa kem b'bnei hefzit koi. Shemen, you're not allowed to make this chovis trumas maisa als hefzit koi. Frag te gemorim, maishno shemen, the roi lahadlik, so there is a hefzit koi, yayin nami roi lezilot. So, you give Trumas Meiser that's Tomei to a Kohen, he'll make Zilov on it. Now, if it's Nisgals or Nishtabri, he has a Hefset. So what's the difference? By Yayin, the Tana seems to tell us, L'chatchili lakit to make a Trumas Meiser. And I'm not worried about the Hefset Kohen. By Shemin, I'm worried about the Hefset Kohen. So the Gmaris Yayin is also Hefset Kohen. Maishna Shemin, the Roila Hadlik. So if it's Nisgalso Nishtabrom, the Kohen is going to lose out. Yayin Nami Roila Zilov. Bechiteime Zilov Lav Milsei. You'll tell me, Zilov. Now we mentioned yesterday, Zilov is they used to take wine and pour it over coals and glowing coals, and there was a beautiful aroma. And then, so it's Roila Zilov. Ah, you'll tell me, Zilov, not so choshev, va'oma shmum shim rabchiye, shoysin miluk b'sela, mezalfin miluk b'shtayim. If a person wants to drink wine, doesn't have to buy such expensive wine, a luk that costs a sela, for drinking, that's enough. He doesn't have to invest more than a sela for a luk. But he wants to make Zilov, you need good wine, and it's worth the results. The aroma of good wine is meiridik. So a person would spend 2 sloim for a lug of wine to make zilov, but he wouldn't spend 2 sloim for yain l'shtia because I can buy inferior wine for drinking. But zilov, it's a very choshev ano, and it's worth to invest 2 sloim. So Memela, so we're back to Akashas. So why are you, if you have Yayin Shani's Galsa, or the Chavish and Ishtabro, why can you make this Trumas Maisa, this Chavish Trumas Maisa, you're being mafsed the Koyin, like this he could have gotten, but wouldn't be Nishtabro and his Galsa, he has a complete Chavish of Yayin that he'll use for Zilo. And now that you're giving him the Nishtabro and his Galsa, he's having a Hepsa, just like you said by Shemin, you shouldn't make the Nishtabro and his Galsa Tumas Maisa because of the Hepsit. Emphat the Gemara, Ochet Maeskin and Bochodosh. We're speaking about Yayin Chodosh. Now, Yayin Chodosh, so Rashi had said before in the beginning of the Sugya, Yayin Chodosh does not have a strong aroma. So, Lechozi Kule Haile Zalef. That means you'll give it to the Koyin. If the Koyin Lemaisa will use it, it's very debatable. Because Yayin Chodosh, it's an inferior aroma. It doesn't have a strong smell. So Memele, he's not gaining too much from giving. The only thing he does is make Zilof. It's very debatable if he'll ever make Zilof with it because it's a very inferior Zilof because it doesn't have an aroma. Frag the Gemara, please. It's a mumayver. It's chadosh, but it can be miyashin it, and then it's royal as he look, so it's a hefset to the koyim. So the Gemara says, osi bei lidei takola. No. If you give him yayin tomei, And since, if they ask him a question, Rabbi, they can use it now to tell the Kohen, now it's a very not choshev azilov, I won't use it now. So then you tell him, Rabbi, so spill it out already. You're not allowed to keep it. Because, why are you not allowed to keep it? Because if you'll have yayin tomei in your house, and you'll leave it with all your other wine, someone might come and drink it, and it's, Tumat Mei, you're not allowed to drink. So Memele, so you're not allowed to hold Yayin Tomei in your house lehis yashin, because Chazal asked, maybe you might boli de takola. So Memele, so that's pshat, so it's very good. That means that if you, that Ba'asher Usham, it's not Oymed Lezilov, because Kain won't use it now for Zilu because there's a very weak aroma. That's Basher Usha. That's Basharusham, and to hold it to become the Shashin, but you're not allowed to do it. Shash Takola. So Memela, so that's why there's no real Hefsa to the Koy. Frag the Gemara, oh, there's a Shash Takola. Shemenami Isbei Osibei Lidei Takola. Shemen, there'll also be a Takola. Mo says, no, by Shemen, we could make sure that there won't be a Takola. The monach bechli mos, he takes the shemen, he puts it in a kli mos. So a kli mos, he won't use the shemen anymore for latkes, he won't use it because it's in the kli mos. So memele, there's no shash takol, we'll use it to be madlik. So memele, so there's a eitze to ensure that he won't be boli day takol. Frag the Gemara, also there's an eitze, yayin nami monach le bechli mos. They also do the same thing. The man says, no, hashtala zilav kaboyle bikli mois kamonachle. Al Kaponik Mora says, if you want to make zilav, you can't put it in that kli mois. The kli mois will somehow affect that it's not royle zilav. So by yayin chodosh, there's nothing what to do. There's nothing what you can do with it. So memele, so that is why there's not too much of a hefsed involved. What does Rashi say? Shoysim miluk besela mezalfa miluk b'shtayim. L'shtiyah. Im yitzah yayin bezoil luk besela. By shtiyah, if you can find wine cheap, luk besela yikach. You don't have to enjoy the drinking of wine, you don't need expensive wine. You buy expensive wine. Halug b'shtayim shloy. No, you say it. This is a very choshev ano. It's worthwhile to invest in expensive wine to have this ano. So Gemara says, takola l'shtoysen v'rayit meya. You can't be miyashin the yayin chodosh because by keeping the yayin chodosh might come in day takola. Now the Gemara says, "Betakola atzma tanoihi." Are you chayish l'takola zamachlekes tanoim? This anya, chavis shel yayin shel tume shenitmeis. A person has a chavis shel yayin shel tume. Now it became tume. Beishamei oimrim tishofei chakel. Spill it out. Don't. I use the fazilif. No, spill it out. Because you might come and you can't keep this. You have to pull up because you might come l'day takola. Beisil lo imrim teyos azilov. Beisil said no, it's nishkefelach. You could use it for zilov. Omar Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yosi ani achria. I'll be machria. We hear about machlikas. Beishamai says you have to spill it out. Beisil says nothing but to worry about. I'll be machria. The bias, if this became Tomei in the bias, so you're not going to, there's not such a great shash of Takola, you use it right away for Zilov, she won't come Lidei Takola. The bias, Tateyosa Zilov, Uba Soda, but what if it became Tomei Besoda? So from the time you take it from the field to the house, there's a shash of Takola. You won't be Mizala from the Soda, Mizala from the houses. So Memele, there is a chash takol. Tishafach hakol, ikedamri, I'll tell you another cheshbin. Biyoshon, some in the house gufa, if it's old wine, they also zilov. So Memele, there's no chash of takol. Ubachodosh, that you have to wait till it becomes nishyashin, tishafach hakol. So, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, we hear a machlekes by Shammai and Bezil. Beis Shammai said that we're afraid of takola. You spill it out right away. Don't have any havaminas to use it for zilov. Beis Shammai says, no, you don't have nothing what to worry about. Make zilov. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said, I'll be machria. If it is an amatziv that it might come lidei takola, that means there's a zman shehiya. That he's not being mezalef right away, then tishafech. it's a zman that there won't be a takola, then they also zilek. Amru loy, so they told them, einach rosh lishis machas. A third day is not a machia. You said, ani machia, I got news for you. A third day can't be machia. So let us just see what Rashi says. Tishofach ha-keil kula biyachat. Besoda tishofach ha-keil. So Rabbi Shmuel said, besoda damoti lei legav beis, until you bring it to the house, you have a barrel of wine, to the house, osi be lidei takoli, makam lidei takoli. They told him, ein achro shlishis machas. Achro shlishis, a third day, cannot be machia in a machlekes tanoi. Tam atzmecho atoyme. This is your shtik teire. V'loi ki divrei echad mehen. You're not saying like any one of them. Loi hiskiru bayis v'sode. Sheshneim lo yiskiru bayis v'sode. Sai be shamai, sai be sil did not differentiate between a bayis and a sode. V'heichi domi hacho. He says, what would be called hacho? Ki goi yavetoni be shamai. Beinit meis babayis, bein basoda tishofachak. Beishame would say, I understand that abayis is less chashtakola. Asoda is more chashtakola. But I hold bein babayis, bein basoda tishofachak. Beisil loimrim, bein babayis, bein basoda teyosa zilo. And so Mamela, they both took into consideration that there's a greater chashtakola besoda. Afal Pikein Beisilo was Meiko by Soda, and Afal Pikein Beishami was Machma by Bais. And then Rabbi Shmuel Oime, and then Rabbi Shmuel would say, well, listen, both of these Tanoim went a little overboard. Beisilo that was Meiko by Soda, that's going overboard. There's a Shashtakola. Beishami that was Machma by Bais, that's also going overboard. That is no Shashtakola. Would have said Rabbi Shmuel Oime Nitma Besoda Tishofech Hakel Babayis Yosuzilo. The time of the Tavaya Kamacha, that means he's taking into consideration both of their reasonings. Bahavale Legabi Bayis Trei Legabi Soda Trei. So then it's called. That means, let's say, by Bayis Besilul holds. There's a very small Shashtakola. You don't have to spill it out. And Rabbi Shmuel says, I agree with you, Beisilo. I also hold on the small shashtakola. You don't have to spill it out. The Gabi Soda Trey, and Gabi Soda, Beisham, I said, when there's a large shashtakola, you should definitely spill it out. So he says, I agree with you, Beisham. So Memela, then, if they would be madgish, that there is a lesser shashtakola by bias and a greater shashtakola by soda. So then the hachro of Rabbi Shmuel would carry water. Legabi soda trei, behilchus a ketrei, sheneim in divra yochid v'mokim shnayim, tachi rabim lahatis ksif, ki de kuli matlonius memadlikim, we'll see in Tesis exactly what this is speaking about. Avol hoche de inu legolu da tayd levi shum midi chilik mabayis lesode, but they did not, this difference between bayis and sode, they did not feel important to mention. By them, there's no difference between a bayis and a sode, so, and you're the one all of a sudden is making chilik between a bayis and sode, time of the nafshe koma. I'd like to mention a beautiful ha'ore. Rashi says over here that if they would have mentioned, the Beishamai said, Afilu Abayis Tishofech, and Mesilu said, Afilu Asodalai Tishofech, Mishmol says, Aboisai, I want to be Machia, the Mesilu you went overboard by Soda, Beishamai you went overboard by Bayis, and I say, Basoda Tishofech, then we would paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi says, because it's two against one, achirab lahatis. Frekta yelas hashach, another achayin feng zeh amoydik ikashe. We're talking about Beishamai and Beisilo. There were two yeshivas. Now, Beishamai, the Gemara Grat says that Beishamai was roif. There was more talmidim in the yeshiva of Shamai, in the yeshiva of Behilo than the yeshiva of Shamai. Beisilo was roif, And Beis Shammai was mechadadi tvei. That means the Beis Shammai were sharper, so there was roi binyan. In their heads, mistameh, they were the roi. And Beis Hillel was roi binyan. But in people, the Beis Hillel was the roi. So you hear here, roi binyan and roi against roi binyan. Fine. That was the machloikis. So they asked, so what's Rabbi Shmogna? I hold like Beis Hillel. Gefaldig. So what did he accomplish over here? By the Beis Hillel, there was 1,000 Talmidim. Beis Shammai, there was 500 Talmidim. So I hold like Beis Hillel, so now we have 1,001. Oh, Acherab Melahate, Shem Shemayim. What are you better than the 1,000? There's also the Demachadadi Tvei. I'm in the Kikashe, so... And Rashi made it, it would be Shammai and Hillel. No, Mamela. So Shammai and Hillel. Rabbi Shmuel, so then we have two against one. But it's Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. So Mamela, Zamel de Kikashim. So Taisvis, Osili de Takola. Umasiki Hashino Takola Tanoihi. The Mora Filzois is a Machlikis Tanoim if you're Chayish. Also, they talk all of Hodom and Perikama de Shabbos. Gabiyut Chazdovo, there were 18 Zeres that Chazal were Goyzer, and the Yut Chazdovo Beis Hillel, there was Roiv of Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel was made it to Beis Shammai. One of the Yut Chazdovo, but this is a Dovo Muskim, this is, everyone agrees, Gidulei Trume Ketrume, Bei Bayern Gos. That means, let us just say what the Zere was, and what they accomplished. Meikar Adin, if a person has Truma Tmeya, he has curdles of Truma Tmeya, there's a Muradika Eitza what to do to solve this problem. You just go plant it, you'll plant it, and that what grows out is Chulin. It's Mamish Meradik. So you have a sack of a kernels of Truma Tmeya, you would plant it, and you have now a whole harvest of chulin and finish it. Now, truma doesn't go out to the truma, the rots in the ground, or what comes out is something new. Murdik. So really, there's a very practical answer what to do. But the lemais, it's shreklich, it's not practical, because you're going to have sacks of truma tmeye, and then someone will need some kernels of chitim, and he sees the sacks over there, and again, he won't chap that this is Truma Tameya. He'll take it, and Rahman and Etzlon, and they're beating Truma Tameya. So therefore, they made a gzeire that if you're gonna plant it, it's gonna, whatever grows out is Truma. Truma. The Machlik is Rashi and Taisus, Truma Tameya, Truma Tahira, but it's Truma. But it's not gonna be, it's going to be Truma. This is a Gzeira the Rabbon, it's going to be Truma. So if it's going to be Truma already, so there's not such a great incentive to plant it. It's going to be Truma, no problem. So, So, Gabi Yutchez Dovo, Gidulei Truma Kitrume, Boi Ba Yoim Gozu, Mbaforish, Hosom Taime, Vishum Truma Tmeye Biat Koyim. Dilma mashilo, v'osile de takole. V'osum lekim man de polik de kolam islo yutchez dov. Everyone holds of the yutchez dov, dov a muskim, everyone agrees. You have to face reality, this is very dangerous to keep in the house a sack of truma tmeya. And everyone holds in the middle, they made a gzeir. And here we have over here, by yayin tomei, all of a sudden, here, Machlokes Beis Hillel says, no problem, so the, no problem, you can keep it, Nishkefeller, mark the barrel, finish. Yeah, Beis Hillel wasn't afraid of the problem. That was Shittes Beis Hillel. So, and then it comes to Chitim Tmeim, he was afraid. V'hosom lekem an the polik, v'kolam mislo yutchez dov, oi mari dushani hosom, the pomim shemasha oiso biyoiso. He says, by kernels, this is really scary, because it could be he wanted to plant it this year. then somehow it came out he didn't plant it. So it's going to be a whole year in his house till next year. No, to have truma, kernels of truma to me a whole year in the house, that's a pachad neira. There, everyone agrees it's a dobiya takola. In Zerba Shishan Shira Shim Dovish the Yisabe says, Viyamte Machon Acheres. So my male, Aval Hoch Eloilam Yochel Lase Zilof Achashi Yishyashim. Here it's not, the green from the bay, from the soda to the bay is, to the Yishyashim Ma'at, it's not good. After 2 weeks already, it's a lady. So the Sakone, the Shash Takola is not too gefel. Va'oid yesh metaretz. Others say a different text. V'shani hosom. Rabbi gzeire leke hefset koi. V'chihechi da v'trume miko. V'chnami ava achet shezoiro. V'kach l'kul alma chayshinu l'takola. Avol hoche di ike hefset legamri. Shetishofech hakel ike man v'leichayish l'takola. This is a very interesting text. That the Emerson, there's a chash takol. This doesn't want to differentiate. Smaller, this is a chash of takol. Let's talk about the Mekilim. This is a problem in Beis Hillel. Here Beis Hillel says that you're not chayish l'takola, it's a vesode. No, nishkefelech, a yayim chodosh, nishkefelech. Yeah. And when it comes to chitim, there were guys that, the Chayish for Takola. So Taisa says, you have to know there's a Chayishim Mishpat and there's a Yeredeye, and everything has to be addressed properly. That, so, when it came to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel said, you don't have to be Chayish. Don't have to be Chayish. I mean, you don't have to be Chayish. I mean, it's possible. It's possible that, may not come, but, so Beis Hillel says, so what's the alternative? The alternative is to tell me, to spill it out. So what's with the Hefsid Koyin? You're being Mafsid the Koyin also. There's a Chayish Mishpat over here involved. You're gonna be Machmer in the Yeredeya. I'm Chayish, maybe there'll be a Takola. And how are you, what's the price of your Chumre? That the Koyin will lose his wine. It's also, that's an easy thing to be mafsid the koy and the wine that he is. You have to look at the picture in its entirety. They say over a ma'isef Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Shulchan Aruch, it says, is a very big hiddur when you wash ma'im rishonim until shidaim, you should wash b'shefa. You should pour a lot of water on each hand. It's what on Shulchan Aruch like that. Rabbi Sol Salanta, when they watched him, he washed his hand. Mami, she took Rabbi's mitzumtzum, and come, he washed both hands of Rabbi's mitzumtzum. So someone had the audacity to tap him on the shoulder and asked Rabbi Yisrael, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that it's a big Indian. He says, but you have to understand, in his time, though, we didn't have, there wasn't taps and water came from the water company. There was a water carrier. There was a Yesayma or this. They used to go and schlep water. So I'll be, make all the chumris that she should have to schlep more water. No. That's not a hiddur. The hiddur is that, you have to know, it's over Maise Dachsim from Rabbi Levine, he once went into a store and, right before Sukkot, and he said, "Ask someone, did you put away an esrik for me?" "Yeah, put away an esrik. How much is it?" "X amount of money." He gives him the money, takes the box with the esrik, but doesn't even look at it. So someone tapped him on the shoulder. He said, "Put away from you." But you should look. See, it's esrik mahudar, not so mahudar. Man, you know. He says, I had another hiddur in mind. I want to go now and visit the old yid in the Moshev's Canaan. I'm going to start looking for a sroigim, so I won't be able to visit him. By me, the vadarta pnei zokim is more choshev than the esrig muderis. It's also vadarta. So you have to know how to weigh the matzev. Each matzev, this takach umrindis, And there's a chumra one way, but this could be a big cooler the other way. So Taisus Amor de Keter. So Taisus says like this. He says, this machloikis beishamay in beisilu, machloikis beishamay in beisilu, this is a machloikis that, beishamay says tishofech, you have to spill it. To spill it, this beisilu held, good, I hear your shashta kola, but you've been mamster the koyim. So therefore he held, you don't have to be machma because you have to take into consideration what tishofech is doing. You mamster the koyim. Masha'en came by this gzeir of gedulei trume, what did they say? They said, if you plant it, it'll be trume. So we didn't do anything. Now you have trume. We said, when you plant it, it'll also be trume. So not being mafsed the koyim. He could have had a gewaldike revach, but it would have been trume. Now he said no. Because, so al koponim, they use this as a deterrent, he shouldn't plant it, but either kisa did not mafsed them. Peri said, koshim, the koma beper koshom, madlikin bepasa beshemen shaltume shenitmo. You madlik bepasa beshemen shaltume shenitmo, and how do you do it? The pas you go and you throw it by naitzim, and the pas gets dirty and not edible. So Mamela, now you're allowed to use it as fuel. Shaman Shaltum. Mishmed Rabitza Bamarta, Amar Avone, Leishonu Elopas. Avochitim loy, Shemayovi Bem Lidei Takolet. So Rafuna was Machme, he said, no, by Chitim there's no Eitzim. Abiech Noma Afilo Chitim. And how do you ensure there should be a Takolet? Makmina lo Bishlikte, you first cook up the Chitim. Then you throw these mushy chitim together with wood and other fuel. So it's not, it's most, a person will need it. And, so we took away the shash takole, and therefore you're allowed to use it for fuel. Mechlal, the rafuna afilo bishlikta meister lehavishori. Alma mishum takole mafstile lekoin legamre. He was very machmer. Did not take in consideration the hefsed of the koyim. That sounds like Beishamites, and we just said Fakir, the whole lumdus of Beisilu was that they didn't want to be mafsed the koyim. So they says, no, you let me go and pshat. Le pligi, Ravuni le airi bishlikte. Ravuni is not speaking about that if you cook it up. Viyunami shoy binyinze, if you'll take it, cook it. So in this case, a fellow according to, he says, Ravuna never said shlikta mist is not good. Ravuna that said that you can't use it, that means in the form that it is now, you can't use it, because it's also barely day takola, einochanami. If you'll cook it up and you'll be memayis it, einochanami, then you could use it, so the Ravuna is not being mafsed the koyim.